$8,000 plus for picture frames and mats, and was the only borough president in New York City to stick the public with his $13,000 bill for membership to a county executive organization. Lucas Herbert, a community urban planner who had dared to oppose Carrion's aggressive push for the city's taxpayer-funded Yankee Stadium development, summed up Carrion's appointment most succinctly. "I thought when people voted for Obama, they were voting for change. But Carrion is just more of the same." Nancy DeParle, health czar with deep corporate ties. In early March 2009, following the humiliating debacle involving corruption plague nominee Tom Daschle, President Obama announced the appointment of Kansas Democrat Governor Kathleen Sebelius as Health and Human Services Secretary. But Sebelius couldn't have been completely thrilled. Along with her nomination requiring Senate confirmation, the White House unveiled a new health czar to direct the White House Office for Health Reform. No hearings necessary, no questions asked. The position went to Nancy Ann Min DeParle, a Clinton-era official who ran Medicare and Medicaid as head of the Healthcare Financing Administration, now known as the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. DeParle oversaw $600 billion in annual federal spending on healthcare to 74 million Americans. She then parlayed her government experience into a lucrative private sector stint. In 2007, she and husband Jason DeParle, a New York Times reporter, spent nearly $3 million for a six-bedroom, six-bath colonial in exclusive Chevy Chase, Maryland. Despite President Obama's loud denunciations of the revolving door lobbyist culture in Washington, DeParle's industry ties didn't bother the White House in the least. DeParle served as an investment advisor at J.P. Morgan Partners, LLC, a private equity division of J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, sat on the board of directors at Boston Scientific Corporation and Cerner Corporation, and held directorships at Accredo Health Group Incorporated, now owned by Medco Health Solutions, Triad Hospitals, now part of Community Health Systems, Guidant Corporation, now part of Boston Scientific, and Avita Corporation, among others. In all, she sat on at least 10 boards while advising J.P. Morgan and working as managing director at a private equity firm, CCMP Capital. From 2002 to 2008, while holding all those titles, DeParle also served as a member of the Government Chartered Medicare Payment Advisory Committee, MedPAC, an influential panel that advises Congress on what Medicare should cover and at what price. In 2006 and 2007 alone, DeParle collected at least $3.5 million from fees and the sale and awards of stock from healthcare businesses whose businesses will likely fall under her jurisdiction, according to the Chicago Tribune. That amount likely represents a small portion of DeParle's corporate earnings since 2001.